Fiona Ritchie with you. Thanks a lot for joining me, and you are very welcome to the Thistle and Shamrock.
Circles of stone set so deep in our memories, symbols of old, when the gods roam the country. Now they're gone, now they're vanquished, to live within, stay within, fight within, pray within.
Dreocht and Circles of Stone, dreaming of the people who created the countless stone circles, cairns, standing stones, the ancient monuments from prehistory that surround us in the old world. As the song says, their spirits awaken to tell their own stories, and this week they speak through our music. Doogie McLean was commissioned by the Celtic Connections Festival to create an extended work, and it was first performed in the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall as part of Celtic Connections in 2005. His inspiration came from the farthest reaches of his imagination to the time of the Picts, a people who are remembered in the place names and mysterious stone structures, and he created contemporary music for these prehistoric places. Muir of Gormack in the second half of Thistle this week. First, we're going to hear from a master blender of ancient and modern sounds, Martin Bennett, who often worked with his mother, Gaelic singer Margaret Bennett. And she sings an ancient song of three brothers at sea in a longship in praise of brothers happy. First of all, though, music from Moya Branagh, inspired by an 8th century manuscript, the Irish voyage tale of Bran, who was called to embark on a journey across the sea by an unknown vision woman. And these reels represent the departure of the group for the land of women, Branome, from Moya Branagh's Voyage of Bran.
Music. er því gase hyri sjó á mangi hyri honum ívum á hyri og langsum nu í lokki ha honum ívum hyri langsum nu í hyri strúfis gu á hyri og nýna hægi og í ha strúfis gu hyri nýna hægi hyri sem og gulsa á hyri og mörgur frarun og í ha sem og gulsa hyri mörgur frarun hyri alla bæt sjakkan á hyri og gulsa mara á í ha alla bæt sjakkan hyri
Moya Branagh from The Voyage of Bran and Gaelic Song from Margaret and Martin Bennett. Now, new music for the most ancient of instruments reimagined in multimedia. Alison Kinnaird is a Scottish harper who has researched the ancient history of the Celtic harp. She's also an internationally renowned artist in glass, using wheel engraving techniques that have been around since Roman times. Sam's song brings both Alison's artistic worlds together. It took a year to complete and involves glass, music, light, colour, digital photography and textiles. The notes of the ancient harp were played into a computer and the patterns produced in the sound wave were used in Alison's own composition, while the human figures she engraved in the glass express the emotions of the music. And here is that element from Alison Kinnaird's Sam Song.
Thank you.
the musical element of Alison Kinnaird's Sam Song, multimedia art bringing together her glass engraving work and her musical life. A debut for Dougie MacLean's new extended work, Muir of Gormack, still to come on Thistle as we reach back to much earlier times and hear the contemporary music they inspire. Sean Davey has worked as a composer with themes from ancient legend and prehistory. The Pilgrim was originally commissioned by the Lorient Interceltic Festival, and it was inspired by E.G. Bowen's book Saints, Seaways and Settlements, which describes the movements of people around the western fringes of Europe during the so-called Dark Ages and the development of the sea and land routes that enabled their voyages and journeys and settlements. So the Pilgrim drew on musical traditions from Ireland, Scotland, the Isle of Man, Wales, Cornwall, Brittany and Galicia, and here are two selections from it, Briochen and Columba, and Agrian from Sean Davies' The Pilgrim.
Thank you.
Music from The Pilgrim, composed by Sean Davey. Stay with me for Doogie McLean throughout the rest of our time together. Check our website for playlists updated and archived each week and a chance to listen again. That's at thistleradio.com and this is NPR.
Thank you.
This is Fiona Ritchie. Travel with us now to touch the world of people whose roots likely dated to the early Neolithic people who settled Scotland 8,500 years BC. Their stone circles date from 3000 BC, and by the time of the Roman invasion of Britain, they were writing and decorating on stone and dominating central, northern and eastern Scotland. The Romans called them Picti, painted people. They refused to be brought under the yoke of the Romans and they pitched guerrilla warfare against them, losing over 10,000 men at the Battle of Mons Graupius against General Agricola's soldiers. Muir of Gormock is a wilderness area where the Picts very obviously lived. There are hut circles, decorated stones and cairns. The ancient Pictish structures and sites inspired Dougie MacLean to create music for the 2005 Celtic Connections Festival, and we'll feature it all here. Dougie MacLean's Muir of Gormock.
With the wind. together to grieve. We carry him high on the shoulders of youth. Where the line meets the sky, a place is chosen and carefully prepared. Circle of stone to defend all the strength he shared. And now the old one has broken away. And now the old one has left with the dawn. And now the old one has broken away. Gone from the fire, his face from the glow. His light fades away, but he still guides the way we should go. Sand. Now he's lowered to sleep in the sun. Rest your head gently, the weary, the wise one. And the old one has broken away. And now the old one has left with the dawn. And now the old one has broken away. Gone from the fire, his face from the glow. His light fades away. Still guides the way that we go. edge of our world. Out here on the edge of our world. Though the journey's long, we'll find eternal strength inside us. And hold each other strong until the gentlest peace. Of our world, out here on the edge of our comes, gather the sword down. turns, walk with the force and the fear, and with death till it's all done. There's a wolf in the wind, a wolf in the wind, a wolf in the wind. Coming home from Nectan's mere, now a new day has begun. Now we've banished foe and fear. Coming home from Nectan's mere. Now this bloody battle's won, we have given more than all. We have made the wolf to run, routed by the buzzard's call. Coming home from Nectan's mere, now a new day has begun. Now we've banished foe and fear. Coming home from Nectan's mere. All our brothers gathered well, fierce upon that hellish hill. And what a brave a tale to tell, what a fool a cup to fill. Coming home from Nectan's mere, now a new day has begun. Now we've banished foe and fear. Stands near, now a new day has begun. Now we've banished foe and fear. Coming home from Nectan's mere. Our children safe can sleep, now our old ones live the day. Gone the darkness and the deep, our fate has thrown the sword away. Coming home from Nectan's mere, we'll be right back.
Tour of Gormick by Dougie MacLean here on the Thistle and Shamrock with me, Fiona Ritchie. Our radio programme comes to you each week from Scotland. It's a Thistle Radio production. Check our website for programme playlists and browse our Listen Again stream of recent shows, this one added soon. It's all at thistleradio.com. Write if you'd like for a playlist to the Thistle and Shamrock, PO Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. And join me on Facebook at Thistle Radio, on Twitter at Fiona Ritchie, and here on your radio for more great music next week. The Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, working to improve the quality of people's lives by supporting the performing arts, the environment, medical research and child well-being. Information is available at ddcf.org. The John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people from diverse backgrounds and ensure that they reach their fullest potential. More information is available at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR Music.